Fate, the oldest and most respected magazine in its field, presents the most respected paranormal interviewer in broadcasting. Here, in a special collector's series of conversations with well-known scientists and iconoclasts, is your host, Hilly Rose.
Have a fascinating show today. I really believe that, because the story of Billy Meier, maybe you don't remember Billy Meier. He's not in the news, but man, you know, he is one of those interesting people in all of the paranormal world. And to tell his story is one of the most interesting people that I've ever interviewed. His name is Michael Horn, and Michael is the so-called, and the only reason I say that is I'm not sure what this means. He's the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meier contacts, and I'll ask him in just a second about that. Billy Meier, you may remember, is the man who lives in the Swiss Alps and has been in contact with the Plejarans for a long time, ETs, if you will, people out of this world, and has been forecasting many important things that go on in our world and being very accurate about it. He has pictures. He has artifacts. He is probably the most well-documented contact with extraterrestrials that we have in this world of ours. And yet, I'll bet you walk down the street, 98%, 99% of the people never heard of Billy Meier. So let's bring in Michael Horn. And Michael, let's start at the very beginning here. You say you're the authorized American media representative for Billy Meier. What does that mean exactly? Do you have a contract with Billy?
Yes, actually, which we just renewed a few months ago. And let me explain what that contract is, what it means, and why we have one, I guess.
Okay.
It means that I am authorized by Meier and by the nonprofit group FIGU, that is, working with Meier to disseminate his information for the purposes of disseminating and representing his information in the English language, basically in any and all avenues of media that are possible and available, such as what we are doing right now, radio shows, press releases, blogs, articles, that if I am authoring them or representing the material, people can know that I am, to the best of my ability, doing it with the contractual authorization of Meier, and that contract is one that, by definition, has no exchange of monies in either direction. It's voluntary. It's just that I wanted to do this gig, so to speak, and to be authorized by them so that they would know that I would be, prioritizing delivering the information as they publish it, as they want it put out, as long as I, and congruently with my being able to maintain an independent point of view, not claim that everything's true or just because, quote-unquote, Billy Meier said so, that type of thing. And that independence is something that's part of my, contractual, relationship.
Okay, so you are just so impressed with the work that Billy has done over the, 70 years or so? I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing. You're so impressed with that you want to publicize this to the American public, or the English-speaking world, let's put it that way.
English-speaking world,
yeah. And that would include, I guess, Britain and some other countries.
Australia, New Zealand, and other countries in which English is also spoken, even if it's not the first language.
Gotcha. Okay. So I wanted to establish that. So it means you are, the other than talking to Billy directly, and he doesn't speak English as I understand it.
No, he does.
He does.
Just that he prefers German because it's, for him, a much more specific and accurate language and his native tongue as well.
Okay. Now, he's got to be, almost 90 years old at this point?
No, he'll be 74 February 3rd.
Okay. So therefore, he's been sort of into this, his own paranormal world here, since he's been 4 or 5?
Yeah, actually, I made a mistake. He'll be 75.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. And it goes on, meaning that he's still in contact with, is it pronounced Plejarans?
Pleyaren.
Pleyaren, okay.
Yeah.
He's in contact with them. He's still prophesizing. He's still doing all the things he's been doing over the years. Is that right?
Well, I would say at this point that most all of the prophecies and predictions that are going to come either from Meyer or from the Pleyaren have been published. And what we're experiencing now, actually, and have been for a while, is the corroboration of his information on an astounding level, the astounding and astonishment level of which is only equaled by the level of suppression of these facts in the world, therefore corroborating your own point of view that very few people, relatively speaking...
Well, who's corroborating it? Himself?
No, what's happening is that things that he has long foretold are occurring, and they are occurring in all the various areas in which his prophecies and predictions have addressed. And most of the time, there's no official recognition at all by any of the people who are making, quote-unquote, new discoveries or when events are occurring. And, I can give you some kind of interesting... examples of it that could go on for a long time. I've charted over 150 specific corroborations. We have an article on the website, fortunately for that. And
you say website, maybe you better let us know what you're talking about here.
Oh, okay, thank you. My main website is They Fly.
They Fly?
Yeah, T-H-E-Y, F as in Frank, L-Y, They Fly.
Okay.
And I have a blog, theyflyblog.com, but theyfly.com is kind of the center of my documentation and, you know, public face, although my blog is something that I'm able to update, you know, more and more frequently.
Okay, well, Michael, before we go on, it's been many years, really, since you and I have talked on this program.
Yes.
And therefore, I wanted to be brought up to date. But before I even do that, as I said, you know, 99% of the people still haven't heard of Billy Meyer. So there are people listening to us right now saying, what are these two guys talking about?
Right.
Maybe we better just take 2 or 3 minutes here and establish who is Billy Meyer and why is he so important and so astounding in the whole paranormal world. Who is he?
Right. Okay. Billy Meyer is, a man who will be 75 years of age on February 3rd. He claims that since he was a 5-year-old boy living in rural Switzerland, that he has been contacted voluntarily, face-to-face, wide awake, by human beings from another star system, whose purpose in working with him was to assist him, mentor him, educate him so that he could fulfill a particular mission, quite plainly stated as the prophet for the new time, that he would develop throughout his young, formative, and, you know, teenage, adolescent, young adult, and so on and so forth, years into the man who would bring forward to our world not only the most amazing, clear, authentic, and abundant UFO evidence, but the most specific, prophetically accurate information ever published by anyone on Earth, and on top of that, the true spiritual teaching, and that's the way it's put, that had been at the core of one of the 6 previous prophets who had the same spirit that is now in the personality of Billy Meyer, and who each time also attempted, with the help of their own extraterrestrial mentors, to bring the spiritual teaching to our world. Each time it was altered, changed, corrupted into some form of religion, falsified so that human beings would be misled for millennia, and it would be at this time that Meyer, as the final prophet for Earth, the 7th prophet in this lineage, would once again bring the spiritual teaching at a time historically when it could be preserved electronically, unaltered, for generations to come, disseminated broadly to a world that was at last predominantly literate and would become ever more so, and that in time, our Earth humanity would, because of this entire mission that goes back thousands of years, would extricate itself from the prison of illogical, political, religious thinking, wars, destruction, environmental destruction, largely created by human beings, and would emerge ultimately as a world of true human beings living in harmony with creation and its laws.
Okay, Michael, that's a beautiful description of what Billy is all about. But and we'll get more deeply into some of the things he does and the prophecies and so forth. But you get this question all the time, I know. So let me ask it once again. You must have a patented answer for this. How come nobody's ever heard of Billy? I mean, he certainly hasn't accomplished, or the Pleiadians have not accomplished in this world what they tried to do. We are more a world at war than we have ever been. So what's going on here? I mean, why doesn't this happen?
Sure, let me back it up a little bit and say, well, the fact that you and I are discussing this today and that your audience is hearing this is evidence that indeed there is a certain level of success, dissemination of information. Could it have been broadly disseminated and proved to everybody in 5 minutes? Yes. But that would have resulted, upon careful calculation by these people over a long period of time, in driving us into mass psychosis. Our world, our mass population, is not ready to acknowledge, accept, and receive the presence of advanced human beings of many different skin colors who are far advanced of us, not only technologically, but in spiritual development.
Well, wait a minute. Why not? We accept, some people accept Jesus, some people accept Muhammad, all the various religions. People just on faith accept all these things. So why wouldn't they be ready to accept the teachings of Billy Meyer and the political alliance?
Let's start here. In order to accept this, as we say, we have to go through, coming to understand and accept that there are extraterrestrials who have been working with Earth human beings over thousands of years, that there is, and I'm going to come back to another part of this, and that there is a genuine prophet carrying a genuine teaching that is non-religious, that has no beliefs, that requires no faith. And to actually address what you and I are talking about, no, we cannot accept other human beings on our own world. We are currently on this planet engaged in dozens of wars, about to quite possibly have our world plunged into cataclysmic destruction, long foretold by Meyer and the Pleiadian, largely because of our quote-unquote faith and our beliefs and our precious religions and things that we dare not say anything about because people believe things, while we are decimating each other, while we are having massive destruction and terrorism of all sorts going on the world. What on earth, is going on for us? We are in a rather pathetic state, and we cannot live in peace with our neighbors next door to us, let alone have a moment when descending from the skies would be numbers of craft that would be presumably attempting to land to share with us love and truth and peace and all that good stuff, and would be met by every conceivable weapon we've ever created and held in abeyance for such things.
Okay, but Michael, so what's the point of Billy Meyer?
The point is this. I mean, to be perfectly blunt, because, yes, I've been working on this for about 33 years, and I have come to this conclusion, and it sounds very bizarre. This isn't even particularly meant for most of us today. We are too far in the hole for it. We are too far lost in illogic and war and greed and avarice and this is part of the reason it's even been somewhat obscured. We are simply not ready in current time. But those who are coming after us, even to say our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, who will be inheriting and be responsible for cleaning the mess of the utter destruction that we are leaving here, this will be preserved for them. It will be available to them. They will be hungry for truth when the false gods and the false teachings have fallen by the wayside and have given only, birthed only destruction to our world. And when people who walk around looking for some salvation from imaginary saviors, gods, saints, and angels are now looked upon rightly as unfortunately pained and delusional in the face of that which we have wrought in the name of all this stuff, they will start to look for logic and for truth and for that which is testable and for that which was recommended to us for, from time immemorial to straighten ourselves out here.
Okay, well, Michael, once we all drop atom bombs on each other and destroy the world, where are these Meyer archives? How are they going to come to the fore?
Well, you know, we are, many people are, let's say, archiving, protecting, storing information.
It's all going in the clouds these days.
Well,
it's a technical term, you know.
Yes, but there are people that actually print things out. That, you know, Meyer has published over 50 books. The Contact Conversations are in printed form as well. And there are people here and there that have actually secured and stored things in electronic and printed form. Being resourceful human beings and thinking ahead, the way that this will be available is somewhat paved to some degree. There, it's not a completely, you know, unbumpy road that has no obstacles strewn in it, but it is a road that has been somewhat prepared so that those who are hungry then to pull themselves out of the morass of human folly and destruction will have available to them. They will find and they will start to find that particular nourishment, as those of us in this time and in any other times past who could have found and did find some of the original teaching have done.
All right, so it's sort of like finding the Sumerian tablets of 10,000 years ago, or scraps of the Bible, the original Bible. Is that what you're saying?
It'll be less cryptic. It's pretty clear. This is the whole thing about the teaching. The spiritual teaching is in clear, straight-ahead language. It's not mystical. It's not symbolic and hidden. Oh, there can be things in there that one has to ponder. But it isn't meant to be an obstacle course. It will be challenging because we're required to think and to test things rather than to believe. Let's remember, if we will be honest for a moment at this critical point in history, that every single one of the major religions rests on a premise that you cannot bring into a kindergarten classroom, and that premise is, what's in this book is true, because this book says it's true. So those people who are offended by questioning their faith or beliefs or anything else, they are the ones who it is incumbent upon to produce evidence that would be sufficient for rational human beings to take these premises seriously. We are leaving behind the age of beliefs for the age of truth and knowledge. And those who don't want to go don't have to. But we are kindly requesting that you don't drag down everybody else who would like to live and evolve in these primitive, cultic, ancient ritualistic religions and the wars that they lead to.
Okay, so let's go back to Billy a little bit, because again, there are, I'm sure, a lot of people listening to us who know about Billy, but there are lots of others who may have forgotten about it or never heard of him. As I recall, and this is all done off the top of my head, so you remind me, he's got an injured arm, one of his arms.
His arm.
Pardon?
He no longer has most of his left arm.
Okay, but he's taken photos of these Pleiadians. He's got recordings, and there's even metal. Could you take a few minutes and talk about the procedures here? How does Billy get his messages, and how is he documenting it?
Well, you're talking about a couple of things. You're talking about physical evidence, of which there is an abundance, meaning he had taken well over 1,200 clear daytime photos of up to four of the UFOs. His photography of UFOs began in 1964 in rural India, people that want to scream hoaxes and models and stuff are just completely unable to accommodate reality there. He has indeed produced, been given and produced metal samples.
What do you mean by metal samples?
These were pieces of metal that were apparently manufactured by the alleged, if you will, extraterrestrial planarians and given to Meyer as examples of different stages of their metallurgy process in creating the metals for their ships.
And this has been sent to labs here in the United, in the world somewhere, where they say this metal could not have been produced here. Is that right?
Right. Marcel Vogel, who was a research chemist at IBM, did a video analysis and said this couldn't be produced. Skeptics try to argue with this, but of course the skeptics go through all sorts of gymnastics and gyrations trying to explain that somehow the materials and the metals could have been available to Meyer. They fail to address how it is that a Swiss farmer in the 1970s not only really had access to all of this stuff, but could have put it together in this form. And this is where, you know, the lunacy of the skeptical world just knows no ends. And Meyer had recorded the sounds of the ships on four occasions. Those sounds remain irreproducible, even with synthesizers, at least up until the 80s and 90s. I don't know if they could duplicate them now, but it would take synthesizers. And this was witnessed by 15, 17 people at times. There was just so much of this physical evidence, handprints in the hoods of cars that were etched through the surface, amazing stuff, films and videos, all produced by a one-armed man in rural Switzerland. There's been no shortage of skeptical challenges that I think I've successfully pounded into the ground. Only the skeptics don't know that they're dead. However, this is the least important of the evidence. The higher standard of proof has been the prophetic and predictive information, largely, most solidly, the scientific information that he has been able to publish anywhere from a few months to 50 or more years in advance of official discovery or occurrence.
And this is a gentleman who wasn't well educated, is that right?
He was not, formally educated. His education, much past supposedly around the sixth grade or so, but truly the levels of knowledge he has in the various sciences and other things are strictly from his own experience, being taught by the player, and in his own self-study. So this is the type of thing that it defies debunking, and this is why most people have never heard about it, because when they could not kill Meyer, powers that be, after 22 attempts on his life, the ongoing attempts to suppress and assassinate his character and access to his information has been the thrust of the disinformation and discrediting campaign. And nowhere, apart from the government, or governmental entities, has the damage to the access to Meyer's information been greater. No greater enemy exists than the UFO community itself.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that organizations like MUFON, the so-called exopolitics, the Disclosure Project, every one of the UFO groups that have manifest themselves and go out and build organizations and the rest of it, deliberately avoid, ignore, suppress, or attempt to discredit the Meyer case for the simple, plain reason that they would be out of business within 15 minutes of directing all of their interested parties to look into the Meyer case because it's authentic, or even to look into it because it may be authentic. Since there is zero evidence of any other contactee on the planet, of any other actual extraterrestrial contact, since there is zero evidence, all of these groups have to run around and chase lights in the sky, have to focus on dead-end stories like Roswell, which was a real event, I have no trouble, and other concoctions to keep dazzling people with the footwork and keep the dollars rolling in. heaven forbid that we find out that we are at the brink of disaster that could have been avoided had these people not been greedy to suppress the information themselves.
All right, let me understand this, because somehow it's not connecting for me, and I'm sure you'll put it together. If I'm not a member of MUFON, but yes. if I were a member, and I'm looking all over the place, or SETI, or any of those organizations, mm-hmm. it would seem to me that I would enjoy this documentation, that I would embrace it, that I would say, hey, look, here is something that we can show you that is occurring, and that justifies my looking into the sky, or trying to detail Roswell or whatever it might be. It seems to me that would be wonderful.
Well, this will give me the opportunity to send you a profanity-laden attack on my person from one of the directors at MUFON, who tries to dismiss the Meyer case as idiotic. I've invited MUFON many times to look into it. They refuse to. And part of the reason is MUFON is a disinformation organization. It attracts and often has had exposed members in its hierarchy who are former, quote-unquote, former intelligence operatives. And the agenda of any organization is to perpetuate itself in the commercial organizations, etc. What you're saying is true if those organizations were interested in the truth. Now, SETI, I've approached Seth Shostak of SETI numerous times. That is such a farcical, comical situation where there's an organization and some individuals, including Shostak, who get paychecks for avoiding actual extraterrestrial evidence. This will, in retrospect, be a source of rage for the survivors of the mess we are leaving when they realize that these pompous poseurs in the UFO and the search for extraterrestrial life communities, etc., refused, not couldn't find, but refused and repressed, suppressed, and ignored the presentation of evidence. They refuse the opportunity to debunk it.
Well, I can understand, somebody like Seth Shostak, who's been on the show many times, he's an astronomer. Oh, his focus is what's up in the sky. And
uh-huh.
All right, so that's, I can understand that, but it's difficult for me to grasp what you're saying about organizations like MUFON, who are out there with all kinds of investigators investigating these various so-called crashes and people
right.
seeing things. Well, I don't understand that at all.
Well, two things. One, let me say to you that, and I know our time is limited where I can't go into everything, but, believe me, I'll be happy to make available to you and send to you links, et cetera, interview again. Meyer has published significant astronomical information prior to official discovery. Some of it is recent as recent corroboration happened a couple weeks ago on this. There's a thing on Mercury. There's some kind of a spidery effect. Now they think it was an asteroid crash or something. Meyer published it years ago, if not decades ago. And this goes on. I have dozens of these. Meyer published the most important discovery of the entire Voyager mission in 1978. Was the discovery that Io was the most volcanically active body in the solar system. They published that, pardon me, in 79. Meyer published it 5 months prior when he observed firsthand and commented in writing and published, oh, that's Io. I remember, he says, you told me to the extraterrestrials, this is the most volcanically active body in the solar system. And he goes on to give scientific data on it that gets corroborated on March 12th, 1979, 5 months after Meyer published.
Now, tell me about something a little closer here to Earth, about the tsunami in Japan. He predicted that?
No, I don't think that they predicted it. They may well have known it happened before, and I'll be happy to return to that because we've got a couple tsunamis that are going to be coming, and they've already published this information. Now, our own scientists also, post-Meyer, are discussing the likelihood of these events, such as the Northwest 9.0 earthquake off the coast of Oregon and the eruption of La Palma in the Canary Islands that will produce a tsunami that will devastate our East Coast. But I want to give you something very tangible in another field, in the very nuts and bolts field of world politics and you know, troops and armies and wars. In 1987, Meyer was given information that has come to be known as the Henoch Prophecies. It was published in German, and I got it and put it up on my website probably by mid-2000. And, you know, we can find out the exact year. I thought it was 2002. It could be 2005. But it, no matter. What I will tell you now, it wouldn't matter what either of those dates. I remember reading in there that Meyer spoke about a coming future attack by Russia that will be launched into Scandinavia, and that Russia will also attack Iran and Turkey, but most interestingly, that it was going to eventually attack the U.S. through Alaska, and it would involve also Canada, a conflict with Canada that would be rooted in a previous situation with Canada and Russia. It mentioned that the Russians would launch this attack from a city called Arkhangelsk, or Arkhangelsk. I'm not really good on the pronunciation. I'd never heard of Arkhangelsk.
Like Archangel?
Yes. Now, in July of 2011, the Russians announced a troop movement. They were going to be moving their troops into a little place called Arkhangelsk, presumably to protect their interests in gas and oil reservoirs there. Shortly thereafter, the Canadians started to move troops towards the Arctic in a show of interest in protecting or asserting their own rights for these minerals and resources. Now, how is it that in 1987, 24 years before Russia moves their troops into this obscure to me, certainly, city in northern Russia, 24 years before the Canadians make another chess move of their own, that Meyer mentions that the Russians will launch their wars there, and that when it comes to attacking the U.S., it's going to involve Canada because of a previous situation between Canada and Russia. Now, I have 150 or more other specific things, scientific, world event related, that Meyer has foretold, that have unraveled or occurred since the publication, since the verifiable publication by Meyer of these things. And yet I'm going to have all sorts of people who are going to tell me, and I don't include you there. I mean, you may not go along with this, but I don't think you're going to hit me over the head with Bibles and tell me that the book of Revelation says something or other, is something written a couple thousand years ago, hundreds of years after the fact. We have a living prophet who's put this stuff out for decades, who was the first person to predict global warming and climate change, who in 1958 warned that the U.S. would have two wars with Iraq. The second would be fought under a president who would be the son of a former president. He named aides by name, predicted people would carry their telephones on them, plastic credit cards would be our means of transaction, and that every home would have a television and a computer electronically interconnected around the world, and 154 other specific things. And Billy Meyer is considered an idiotic case by MUFON, and Seth Shostak can't bring himself to look at the scientific documentation. These people are farcical.
Now, when you say scientific documentation, what are we talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the voluminous information specifically about planets.
Yeah, but where is it coming from?
Meyer published.
Well, if I say to you, you know, Michael, I'm ready to go to Switzerland. I want to see this documentation. What would I be shown?
Well, I would say to you, first of all, before you invest in your plane ticket, why not acquire the e-books, the copyrighted dated e-books that have a lot of this in it? Why not first read the English translations of these transcripts going back decades, and then you can indeed go to Switzerland and go and see the German language originals that are there. You can look for copyrights and find out what Meyer has published verifiably and when, and you can take a thing like the Henoch prophecies we just mentioned and others, where we know the verifiable online publication date, and we can watch the prophecies and predictions being fulfilled in real time post-publication. So it's all there. Hilly, if you want it, and believe me, we can engage in a very, I think, productive, you know, offline, online conversation. I will provide you with any and all documentation you want, and you can do what I've done. You can go through this stuff. And this is what more and more people around the world actually are doing now. There are online forums where people are discussing the Meyer case in a number of languages. It's a little below the main radar, yeah. The masses don't yet know about Billy Meyer, and those that have, well, that's a hoax from a guy in Switzerland, you know, yeah. But this is all here, Billy, and this is all here, Hilly, and this is, it's available to people. And my site, I have so much free documentation on my site. People could be busy for weeks really going through this stuff and reading the stuff linked from my site, where there are dozens and dozens, if not a couple hundred, of the actual transcripts in German and in English, where people can read this stuff. And the beauty of it is when you corroborate stuff, even if people say, well, I don't believe he published a book that, well, hey, if this, we know it's online since such and such a time, and this stuff keeps unfolding, then don't you think that the rest of it that might be in there might possibly be that this guy didn't backdate, he's not lying, he didn't have, you know, access to anything 40, 50 years ago. He just published what he was, as a prophet and as a contactee, the only real contactee, privy to.
You sound very frustrated, Michael, that this isn't moving forward. And well, so I have to ask the musical question here.
Yeah.
Why haven't other people joined you? I mean, you make a very logical case. You've got documents. I've looked at your website, and my golly, it's chock full of stuff. But why, you know, people join MUFON, they join CITI, they join all these other organizations. Why haven't you got somebody working with you? Why don't people join you?
Well,
it's very exciting to talk to you, Michael, but nothing happens.
There's good news here.
All right, let's hear some.
Okay, we produced a film called The Silent Revolution of Truth, which came out in the beginning of 2008. And, you know, it sold a couple thousand, 2,000 copies of it. Since then, within the past maybe 3 months or so, we made a deal with a company to put it up on a YouTube channel where it could be watched for free. And since that time, and I'll give you the current figure as of today because it's a click away, 138,361 people have now seen this film. The volume of email that I am getting, the hits on my website coming from all of this. Yes, this is, as Meyer said, a slowly spreading snowball. This is something, and as I said earlier, even within my frustration, look, I want this to happen now, obviously. I don't want the world as I know it to be so hopelessly spiraling into this, you know, this abyss that humanity collectively has created. If enough people were awake and working on this, we wouldn't have to go through all this. But the frustration, it isn't so much for me. It's for, you know, for everybody. This is us here. This is our world. And this is, you know, our children's world and the grandchildren. It's been so lost to materialism and to acquisitiveness and greed and temporary celebrity and idiotic pursuits that, yes, we could say the majority of, you know, how frustrating, you're alone in this, relatively speaking. But Meyer has never complained. I mean, really, I mean, sure, he's you know, he feels pretty frustrated.
He's frustrated too, yeah.
But he doesn't complain about his mission and his work and the many times people have tried to kill this man for doing this.
Michael, just out of curiosity, of this 138,361 hits that you've had on YouTube, how many are in the United States? How many are in India? How many? In other words, is it a worldwide movement, or is this very narrow?
Well, let me. It's funny that the number today is 138,000 views, and we know that I've looked at some of the accounts. There are different people around the world. There's a lot in Australia, the U.S., Canada, different. But interestingly enough, my own website, They Fly. I've had over 5 million. 300 and something thousand visitors from 138 different countries. So I've had visitors even from communist countries, from Islamic countries.
So it's a worldwide movement. That's what I wanted to know.
It is. But you see, the thing is, you might have, look, when you have countries with millions of people in them and you've got 10 people here, 100 people there, it seems inconsequential. And we understand that because our world is lost in unreality. We follow UFO nonsense that is largely, when it's not hallucinatory or trickery, it's largely secret military. There are no ETs on our planet. This is why I said so vehemently that the UFO community has done more damage to the truth than anybody, because they are visibly up front with nonsense all the time. And, you know, you may be friends with Shostak, and I think he's a bright guy. He's
a very nice guy. Yeah.
He's a nice man. But he is invested in avoiding this. I guarantee you that if you said to him, look, we should go through this, he will give you every reason on earth why his job description and his salary does not allow him to look at astronomical information published before official discovery consistently by a man in Switzerland who isn't a member of the scientific community or whatever other gibberish they want to attribute. Truth is truth. Because Pluto wasn't discovered until, 1938 or what, doesn't mean it didn't exist. Either we want truth or we don't. And if you don't want it, I say broadly to humanity at this time, that's fine, it's your choice. I enjoy it. I like finding out what the truth is, and the truth, if it crushes my beliefs, thank goodness. Let's find out what's true and real.
Okay, we're coming down to the end here. Give me, tell me about 2012. What does Meyer say about 2012 and the Mayans and all that stuff?
Well, okay.
And just a couple of other predictions, sure. And then I'll let you tell people how to get to your website and so forth.
Sure. There are four links on the home page of my website that go to articles on 2012. To be as brief and concise as possible, the Mayan calendar simply shows an astronomical alignment configuration with the Milky Way and the Earth relative to it, blah, blah. The Mayan calendar per se doesn't have any influence on 2012. It's just a description. There are obvious challenges coming in 2012 from things like the solar cycle, solar storms, solar flares, what have you, that could be rather severe. Right now, the Pleiaren have not said for sure whether or not they're going to tell us if our grid goes down, which means we go back to the Stone Age, effectively, if that really happens. And my own sense is that it doesn't, only because I haven't seen, in all of the prophecies and predictions in the Meyer case, anything that pointed to an event that shut the world down so much at one point that we went back to having to reinvent everything, in effect, and redevelop.
I understand.
But again, I don't know. But he has said there will be apocalyptic things, in large part due to the apocalyptic beliefs of fanatical religious people who are trying to bring forward some form of Armageddon in a maniacally deluded way, so that there are self-fulfilling prophecies on the way. We are going to see, and we are already seeing, an increase in environmental destruction and disruption in the form of earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, storms, tsunamis, hurricanes, typhoons, weather conditions of all sorts, largely due to man-made causes that have been in existence for some time, at the heart of which has been the extraction of petroleum and natural gas from the Earth to upset the tectonic plates, the explosions of atomic devices in testing or detonation during World War II, which has also set in motion terrible things, as has Fukushima, which will alter our world for generations to come. It didn't go away. It is spewing forth, and they told him within days of the Fukushima disaster that it was already a beyond worst-case scenario. Meltdowns that occurred would continue. The BP disaster did not go away. That will be negatively impacting us for a long time to come. But our press, of course, doesn't want to deal with this. It would be, you know, depressing and bad for business. So 2012 and 13 and 14 and 15 will bring many things. There will be quite dangerous possibilities worldwide with wars and things like that. All of this, greater part of it, could have been avoided. There are still some things that human beings who are passionate about reason and peace can do in their thoughts and actions to alter this, to make some differences and course corrections. And, you know, I answer all my emails. It takes me a long time, but if people write, I direct them to where I think there's helpful information for them. The core of this case is complete and total self-responsibility. There's no one coming to save us. Meyer is the final incarnation of the prophets, which included Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, whose name was changed to Jesus, and indeed Muhammad, who was a true prophet, whose teachings were also corrupted into some kooky cult. Now, yes, I'm saying that Meyer is the, if you want to put it that way, the second coming, but there was no first coming in the form of a Jesus. Meyer's the prophet. That's the one. Let's remember Emmanuel was foretold in the Old Testament, mentioned once in the New Testament, and then everything got changed to Jesus, a person who never existed. So I'm giving you all the irritating bullet points out there for those people who have the courage to come at this, and they can come at it guns blazing as long as they want the truth, and then they just might be able to find it.
Okay, you got a radio show, the Michael Horn Show?
When I do it, yeah, I haven't done it for a while. I was living in Brazil for 5.5 months up in the mountains of Brazil, and I was doing much more on my computer with press releases and different things like that, articles. I will probably be resuming some form of radio show at some point here, realizing now, thanks to you, that I've got a lot of passion about some things that I want to express orally, you know,
okay,
as well as in writing.
So for those folks who are listening to us and say, you know, this guy seems to make a little sense somehow, where do you direct them? How do they start getting involved in all this?
All they have to do is go to theyfly.com, start there. My email is there. I'm simply michael@theyfly.com, and I will refer to information. It isn't, I'm not shy about it. I don't look to have arguments with people. I want people to educate themselves. If they don't think this is for them, if they don't find it to be meaningful, true, whatever, that's fine. This isn't a religion. It's not a belief system. I will point them always to where the evidence is. And if they think that they can do battle with that, that's fine. Go do it. All the professional skeptics have fallen on their face badly, and unfortunately our good friend Mr. Shostak and Michael Shermer and others who profess also to be scientists, Neil deGrasse Tyson included, they don't want to come close to this because this is a career ender. Pardon me. It's a career ender.
Okay.
All our good friends in the sciences, because their egos are too big to allow Mr. Meyer and his actual onboard experiences and publication of information to thwart their own ambitions and searching for celebrity rather than knowledge.
All right, final question. Speaking of career endings, what's going to happen? Michael, Billy Meyer is 75, you say, mm-hmm. or going to be. You know, life expectancy is these days, if he really, and he's been, you know, an ill man, even if he has good health, he could live to, say, 95. You know, that would be great, but probably not. So what's going to happen once he goes? Does he have somebody else that he's training? Are the Pleiadians going to talk to us through somebody else? What's going to happen when Billy goes?
The information that Meyer was responsible to bring into this world, all the prophecies, predictions, and spiritual teaching, has been accomplished. There is no need for another contactee. What on earth do we need to hear that we can't find now if we really want it? So it is now, as I said, the core of the case is self-responsibility. We and those that come after us for a long time, 800 years, Hilly, 800 years before we have cleaned our mess here, apparently, according to the Pleiadians, it will be up to us to look into this and to test it ourselves and see if we want to become true human beings or if we want to simply destroy ourselves as cult followers and sectarian fanatics until the last human on earth has been destroyed. And, you know, there's our choice.
Okay, there's your choice. Michael Horn. A man passionately dedicated to Billy Meyer. Look into it. See for yourself. And don't forget to subscribe to Fate Magazine.
Fate, the oldest and most respected magazine in its field, has brought you another in this series of Collector's Conversations with your host, Hilly Rose.